Hey, Abbott, what time is it?
It's time for the Abbott and Costello Show. We're on the air for ABC here in Hollywood.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go with the Abbott and Costello Show.
Yes, it's the Abbott and Costello Show, produced and transcribed in Hollywood tonight for your listening pleasure with Susan Miller and Matty Malnick's orchestra. So, hold on to your chairs, folks, for here they are, Bud Abbott and Lou Costello!
All right, stop all that yelling.
Where did you get that new car in the parking lot?
Oh, I bought it from an old lady in Pasadena. I gave her $500 and a bonus.
You had to give the old lady a bonus?
Yeah.
What was it?
An old man.
An old... Talk sense, will you, Lou? Say, by the way, why is your Uncle Mike going over to that water cooler so much? He's drank a gallon of water.
Have it. I never saw a man as thirsty as Uncle Mike. He drinks about 10 gallons of water a day. Then at night, he goes into the living room, sits down in his favorite rocking chair.
And then what does he do?
He just sits there and rocks and sloshes.
Well, maybe it's because your Uncle Mike sailed on the ocean for so many years. He sailed all around the world, didn't he?
Oh, yes, indeed, yes. He got a lot of souvenirs, too, Abbott.
He did?
He's got a diamond from South Africa, a jade necklace from China, a whale bone sword from Alaska, and a hula skirt from Hawaii.
Wait a minute. Where did he get that shrunken head?
That's the barber's fault. He keeps putting those darn hot towels on him.
Costello, I think you're an idiot.
I beg your pardon?
I say I think you're an idiot.
You can't say that about me, Abbott. My family dates back to the Pilgrims. We're all blue bloods.
Who cares about ancestors or heredity. I wouldn't care if my grandfather was a baboon.
No, but it would make a lot of difference to your grandmother.
Now, don't get smart, Costello, or I'll have to slap you down.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I'm just tough as you are, and maybe tougher. I'm so tough I could take Joe Louis apart and see what makes him tick. I could take Jack Dempsey apart, too. Any champion your name I can handle.
How about the swimming champ, Esther Williams? Could you take her apart?
Look, Abbott, anything put together that good don't need tinkering with.
Bob, get him out of here.
Yes, the boys are on the beam tonight, and they'll be back on it in just about 1 minute. But first, let's hear this.
Okay. Sample complete. Ready to continue?